getting you home. This is 105 Drive with Julian Clover.
A new exhibition is being planned by the Museum of Cambridge that will tell about people's experiences of the Second World War in Cambridgeshire. Sheldon Paquin is involved with the Museum of Cambridge, is here to tell us more. Thank you for coming in, Sheldon.
Thanks so much for having me.
How does this work then? What do you actually, because you want some contributions from people to put this together. What are you looking for?
That's right. The exhibition is all about documenting the story of locals and how they come to understand the war now. Coming up to the 70th anniversary of the end of the war, we really want to capture really what the experience is today, as opposed to what it might have been for 70 years ago in terms of memories. So now we're looking to capture these stories. We want to get locals to come in, bring in objects related to them, family members, friends, anyone that is somehow connected to them, and show off pretty much what they have.
So you don't necessarily want to hear directly from the people themselves, although I guess that would be nice. They can also be family members, sons, daughters, nephews, nieces as well.
Yes, of course. The idea is that we really want to capture collective memory here. So while we do invite veterans and people who were around Cambridgeshire for that time, we are also inviting descendants and relatives and people related to people that were involved as well.
It's tricky, isn't it? Because the people who were around at the time are getting on in age. You have to be careful because she might be listening. But my mother is around about 72, and she just about remembers the Second World War. Wonderful story. I remember family folklore, really, of this strange metal sheet that had to go over the dining room table, and if there was an air raid, then everybody had to get under the table, which is, I suspect, the world's most least effective air raid shelter ever.
Yeah, and those are exactly the kind of stories that we're looking for. We're at a period of time right now where we're going from, we're transitioning from a time of memory of the war, of direct experience, to being an indirect experience. So we're really looking to look at stories instead of looking at direct memories. Mm. So the name of the project is actually Post From Home, Cambridgeshire Remembers. We're turning all of these photographs of objects into postcards.
Right.
We found something a little bit poetic in the idea that post is something that transforms memory into a story. And that's really what we're doing here.
So these are going to be sort of like postcard-sized photographs, which are presumably going to print and then ultimately display it in the museum? Or maybe
exactly.
People will be able to purchase copies, perhaps, and send them to each other?
The postcards are going to be made on-site, and then we're going to invite the people that contributed these photographs to then write on the back of those photographs, as if it is a postcard, to document the story in their own words.
Right.
We really want to capture this as a community project. We very well could have a curator come in and do the whole thing, but that's really not what we're about. We're the Museum of Cambridge, and we want Cambridge to be represented in this exhibition. Mm.
For those who aren't familiar, of course, you haven't been the Museum of Cambridge for that long, although the building has been there and the museum's been there for many a long year.
That's right. We changed our name last year from the City and County Folk Museum, and now we're known as the Museum of Cambridge. Our museum does date back to about 1936, and our building, we don't even know how old the building is, but we do have records going back to 1646 of the building, when it was registered as a pub and an inn.
Everywhere used to be a pub or an inn at some point or other in time.
Very true. This city does have a very, very strong pub culture. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the things that we really try to celebrate and embrace at the museum as well. We show off what it was to be a pub 400 years ago and how life in Cambridge and of the everyday people has changed over the last few centuries.
Yeah. You've got some workshops, I think, which are coming up when you're going to be inviting people in particular to come along, share their memories and their objects to make these postcards with.
That's right. We've come up with a very cheekily named World War Tuesdays, where we're inviting members of the public to come in every Tuesday afternoon at 2:30 until 4:30. Drop in at any time, and we'll have staff there with a camera and a scanner, and we will collect your memories and images right there.
What do you do? There might be somebody listening who's thinking, I've got this really great memory. You know, my aunt told me this, but I'm busy. I'm always busy on a Tuesday afternoon. What would somebody like that do? Would they also be able to contribute to the project?
You definitely can. You can get in contact with us by phone or by email. You can contact me actually by email at sheldon@museumofcambridge.org.uk. And the phone number is Cambridge number 355-159. And we can arrange for some kind of special arrangement to have you come in.
Okay.
Alternatively, if you just send in photographs digitally, then we can process them on site.
Okay. And is there going to be any digital record of this? Are you going to upload to a website, or is it purely going to be those postcards with those notes on the back?
The point of this is that we really want to have a very physical, very raw kind of exhibition. And so we're not going to be doing a whole lot of digital archiving. Instead, we want to have a long-term project for this to be ongoing and to be constantly adding to it with the impressions of the people that are contributing as we go along. So this will be made into an exhibition that'll be on display at the museum and around the county. If you would really like to get a look, if you come by at the big weekend, we're going to be having a marquee on Jesus Green, and you can see the progress of our exhibition as it goes.
I seem to remember we're going to be broadcasting live from the big weekend, so that will hopefully give us an opportunity to pop by and have a look at what you're up to. I'm doing a little survey, kind of guests who come into to the show, and listeners will have noticed you're not necessarily from around Cambridge. So tell me how you came to Cambridge in the first place.
Well, originally I'm from Canada. I got into heritage over there. And then when the heritage field went a little bit belly up over there...
The market has fallen out of heritage in Canada, is what we're saying here.
Okay. I'm afraid Canadian identity is not so mixed up with history as it is in the UK. And so there was a very large cut to a lot of heritage. Whereas in the UK, the connection to history here is integral to identity. You can't really talk about England without discussing history. And so here there's a lot more support for it. And my family comes from England. My mother's from Manchester, and my grandfather's from Cork. So I already had citizenship. It was just a matter of stepping off a plane. I got started in East London, working with an oral history archive there called Eastside Community Heritage. They're fantastic. You can find them at hidden-histories.org.uk. They're really cool. From there, I made my way to Cambridge through the museum sector.
Okay. So. What's your favourite part of Cambridge? What do you like away from the museums?
Ooh. No museums?
Well, name another, you know, maybe I'll allow you another museum then, in which case.
I really, really, really love Castle Hill. I love that there is, the view from Castle Mound is absolutely spectacular, and it's so often overlooked by the tourism here. And it's just a fantastic place, and it's the oldest part in Cambridge as well. I think it's really great, just everything about that area.
Okay, Sheldon, thank you very much for coming in and speaking to 105
me.
Drive. And hopefully we'll be able to catch up during the big weekend and see how that project by the Museum of Cambridge is getting on. Thanks very much.
Thanks so much for having me.